On the show today, we have Carvana's very own Christina Kaiser talking about the organization's new lending program for credit unions. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little lending, a little auto lending with the folks from Carvana. And from Carvana, we have Christina Kaiser. Christina, how are you?
I'm great, Mike. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. How's your day so far? I mean, you guys have this great studio set up here. I'm very impressed. Well done on that.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes, this is at our headquarters in Tempe, Arizona.
Nice.
It's an impressive operation out here.
All righty. Well, let's talk about something else impressive. You guys have a new lending program for credit unions out. So can you give us a quick overview and then we'll dive into the weeds a little bit? What's the new lending program for credit unions all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me start with just Carvana lending in general.
Okay.
And sort of our approach to financing. So, you know, when a customer comes to Carvana.com, they have three options. They can finance with Carvana and use our, you know, native lending product, and most of our customers do choose to do that. Then they can pay in cash and they can finance through a third party of their choosing.
Oh, okay.
This product that we've developed, and it's been with us almost since the very beginning of the company, is to facilitate that third party lending or the non-Carvana lending journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had an insight very early on that, you know, some people start their buying process by finding the ideal car, and they fall in love with the car, and then they're just looking for the financing to kind of make that car work.
Oh, yeah.
For their family, for their budget, et cetera. And then there's a different paradigm where a customer might start by wondering, what can I afford? And oftentimes they will seek out their preferred bank or credit union to get that pre-approval that basically says, I need to put this down and this on a monthly basis, and here's what I can afford, and then go find the car next. So the partner lending program was designed to facilitate that second model, where the customer starts by seeking out their lender. And when they do, you know, we want to be able to facilitate a transaction with that customer as seamlessly as we do a customer who starts with the car and then chooses to finance with Carvana on Carvana.com. So, you know, a few years back, we started with a few sort of flagship partners in primarily credit unions who had a geographic reach that was similar to ours at the time. And we started really understanding the needs of that customer and the partner in creating a closed loop process, where previously a credit union or a bank might issue a pre-approval and then they don't know, is this going to come back to me as an origination? When the customer goes and falls in love with that car, will the dealer offer them a different financing that may or may not be better for the customer and their wallet and that whole deal? How does that look? So what we're ultimately offering our financing partners in this case is an ability to refer a customer into our environment with the same trappings of the Carvana experience, all of the convenience, you know, the everyday low prices on the cars and the really high quality cars, while knowing that their financing will continue to be the default throughout the experience.
Okay.
So we're going to guarantee our financing partners that we will not essentially flip them out of the loan when the customer started with them.
Right.
In exchange for an introduction to that customer who's in market, you know, raising their hand saying, I intend to buy a car, please help me do so. In exchange for that introduction, we'll forego the ability to finance that customer and let that come back to the bank.
Gotcha. Where does the credit union come into play here? How does this partnership with you guys work with the credit union?
Yeah, so we've made it easier and easier to basically say yes to the partnership. As I said, in the early days, we had some flagship partners that we really went deep with to truly empathize with what the credit union was looking to accomplish and what its members needed to create a compelling experience. I think we've learned a lot over the years, and we know that, you know, on the lending side, they're attracted to offering a really high quality experience to their customers, generating receivables with really healthy LTVs because it's a high quality car, not a ton of product packed into the loan, right? So just a really high quality loan. And then on the member side, they're looking to be informed, get the best financing from their chosen partner, but basically remove all of the other friction to getting what they want, which is a car as soon as possible.
Right.
So we've basically made it easier for our partner lenders to onboard into our partner lending platform by we have a technology solution that's available either via APIs, if it's a technologically sophisticated partner, or just via a simple link. Mm-hmm. And with that link, we can identify the customer and where they come from and make sure that our financing is not available to that customer. The customer has, or sort of the bank or credit union has the first right of refusal on that customer's deal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because when you go in to buy a car or even a house or whatever, the leverage, when you're pre-approved, you can go into that process pre-approved for the for this loan. It's game over for the dealer. It's like, hey, we're good with the financing. I just want my
That's
car.
Right. So. That's right. And a lot of times, you know, the customers that seek that out find really compelling rates. We know that, you know, many credit unions use auto as a way to build their membership book.
Yep.
And therefore, you know, depending on the year and the season and the interest rate environment, they can sometimes offer really compelling rates that are attractive to their, mm-hmm. their customers mm-hmm. and ours. And in that case, we always want to give the customer the opportunity to choose the financing that's best for them.
Yep.
And then, you know, similarly, we believe that downstream in the dealership environment, including in ours, when the customer's looking to finalize their transaction and move forward, it shouldn't be confusing where your financing is coming from or what's right for you.
Yeah.
Whether you're financing with Carvana or you're financing with one of our partners, we want to pull forward all that information so you know exactly, you know, what's my down, what's my monthly,
mm-hmm.
How does this all pencil out, what's my interest rate. So that's part of why we created this product, is to make it as seamless whether you're financing through us or financing.
Yeah, because I mean, buying a car is stressful enough, because I know we talked about with the recording, I'm going through that process right now. It's stressful enough trying to find the right car and then going to the dealership and dealing with those folks and things like that, mm-hmm. and just trying to make that process as painless as possible, because it can be. But it sounds like this is kind of, like you said, taking all that friction out of it and just making that process actually maybe even enjoyable.
That's right. I mean, God forbid, could you have a little fun while you're making this enormous purchase that really should be about fun? And I think that's a big part of the Carvana mission, right, is bringing the joy back to car buying mm-hmm. by removing some of this friction and putting the customer in the driver's seat.
Yep, yep.
I think one important thing to mention there is, you know, so much of the difficulty of a used car transaction lies around how many components there are and how difficult it is for a customer to really know each of the components, whether that's, you know, the full financing picture or the full picture around the quality of the car and mm-hmm. how that drives its value, you know, mm-hmm. everything from the odometer to the condition of the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then finally, the trade-in. This is one of those, like, not often discussed components where sometimes the sort of dealer's margin in that whole dance is difficult for the customer to know. You know, maybe you did a really good job negotiating on the sticker price, but you forgot to consider the financing and the interest rate there, mm-hmm. or you forgot that your trade-in is also an asset mm-hmm. that has a real value in this transaction. So we really invested in making each part of the transaction really transparent mm-hmm. and knowable to the customer, whether they choose to transact with us or mm-hmm. not. Like, to me, that's a huge value add, that if I am a potential Carvana customer, I can value my trade-in and find out what that would be applied to, you know, my next purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can say, I'm ready to buy today, or, you know what, this isn't for me, or not right now, or okay, at least now I know I'm going to shop with that information. We give you that information upfront with no obligation. Similarly, all of your financing is based on a soft credit pull that has no impact to your credit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have those real terms, whether you're planning on buying today
mm-hmm.
or many days from now. That's power that informs the customer and really lets them know each piece of the transaction so that they can make an informed decision.
Yeah, indeed. So what kind of results, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but do you guys have any results or anything like that from, especially from the credit union sectors, like how this program is working for credit unions and obviously their members as well? So anything on that front?
We've found that the conversion is really great for us and for our credit union partners when we sort of compare this set of customers to the general first-time visitor to Carvana.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a very high-intent customer, and you can appreciate that, like, that's sort of by design, right? This is someone who is in market for a vehicle and has sent certain signals that they're in market, whether that's pursuing a pre-qualification or even just going to your bank's website first and having them refer you to a car buying experience, you're sort of deeper in the funnel and higher in, and expressing higher intent than the average customer who may have, you know, just seen an ad for Carvana.com. It's their first, what is this? You know, let me check this out. So there's definitely really high conversion. As I mentioned, the LTV on the loans is something that we've heard great feedback loops about. We're really proud of our own financing and its performance, and we've seen that our lender partners have similar excitement about what they're seeing from their Carvana book of business. So ultimately, what we're really looking to drive with our partners is, you know, their kind of look-to-book ratio, if you will, of the customers that come into them seeking financing, how many of those come back. You can't, a pre-approval without an asset is nothing, right? A pre-approval with the asset, that's a loan, and that's what our partners kind of deal in. And so we're really looking to help them improve that and then also improve their NPS. We're really proud of our own you know, NPS and our customer experience. And our, we find that credit unions are incredibly experience-motivated organizations. So the alignment is just really fundamental between Carvana and banks and credit unions. So we find that also just seeing those member experiences come back and seeing members buy, you know, multiple cars. They start with one, and then, you know, the child turns 17 and suddenly another vehicle in the same family. All of those are really positive that we're observing.
Scary.
Good, reliable car.
Scary. All right, the goals here, Christina. What are, I mean, obviously, I think we've alluded to some of the goals here. Obviously, a better buying experience, fun. Or what other goals do you guys want to achieve with this program?
Yeah, so I think we also want to, we see this as an incremental opportunity to build our brand with customers who, you know, may not have ordinarily come to Carvana.com. So, of course, customers come to us daily and choose to finance with third parties, but as I mentioned, if you come directly to Carvana.com, most of your financing is going to be through our financing platform. That said, we see all of these customers who choose their banker or credit union first and sort of say, I want to buy and I want to finance with you. We see them as incremental to what our marketing mix typically captures. And so one of the, I guess, one of the other results that we're looking to drive for Carvana is just access to that incremental customer and an opportunity to, even if we don't transact with them, to build a brand as a really transparent and compelling buying experience, even if it's just on, or a really transparent selling experience. Even if you just choose to buy from someone else and trade in your vehicle through us, one really important part of our business increasingly is this aspect of buying people's cars and making and solving that side of the equation and making it just as easy as the Carvana retail experience.
And I think you're right about that, because I think once a customer finds the least path of resistance in this process, they're going to do that over and over. That's going to be their go-to when they, hey, you know what? I bought a car this way. It was great. I'm doing it again and again.
Agree. And that's the flywheel that we're looking to spin. And when that happens, when we have repeat customers, guess what they also do? They tell friends and family. And that's some of the most powerful marketing around. I think our credit union partners know that very well. Many of them are in the practice of serving generations of households and really making member experience a focus, because that is, it's more than just the low rates in auto, right?
It's the experience.
Their customers coming back again and again.
All right, Christina, I'll let you off the hot seat here, but one more question. Where can we find out more about this program? Where can credit unions find out more about this program and their members as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a whole partner lending team here at Carvana, and you can email partners at Carvana.com for more information. We'd be happy to provide information about how the partner platform works. And as I said, it's become very easy for our partners to test into this platform because the technology and compliance requirements up front are so lightweight. We know that our credit union partners are very compliance focused, as they well should be, right? So we've made many efforts to make this small enough, if you will, that it can be tested alongside an existing, you know, auto buying program or as a new offering, so that our partners can really make sure that we prove the value in this partnership.
Yeah, indeed. And one last thing, I can't wait for the day that I can go onto a car lot and go, I want that car, pull out my phone, press a button, and they give me the keys. That's the ultimate experience right there.
Right.
So one day soon, I think.
I think it's coming.
All right. All right, Christina, thank you very much for for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. Carvana's Christina Kaiser talking about your new lending program. So very cool. Thanks again, Christina. That was fun.
Thanks, Mike.